Public health emergency declaration on abortion not off the table for Biden administration. By Hannah Blow on February 6, 2023. A public health emergency declaration on abortion is not completely off the table for the Biden administration in the wake of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, sending the restrictions on abortion, or lack thereof, back to the states. This push to declare a public health emergency is not necessarily new, as dozens of House Democrats urged President Joe Biden to do so last summer. In a letter to Biden and Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra, the lawmakers called the Supreme Court's Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization decision both radical and dangerous, contending it precipitated a full-scale reproductive health crisis across our nation. According to Becerra, that option, an emergency declaration, is not completely off the table. There are discussions on a wide range of measures that we can take to try to protect people's rights, Becerra told Axios, explaining that there are certain criteria that you look for to be able to declare a public health emergency. That's typically done by scientists and those that are professionals in those fields who will tell us whether we are in a state of emergency, and based on that, I have the ability to make a declaration. He continued, explaining that there is still an evaluation of that issue, although he said a full assessment has not been conducted. The push for an emergency declaration on abortion comes as pro-abortion activists become more emboldened in their support and push for abortion. The Satanic Temple recently made headlines after announcing the opening of what it has deemed the world's first religious abortion clinic. According to the announcement, the clinic will offer abortion rituals, which feature spoken words designed to cast off unwanted feelings associated with murdering an unborn child. The spoken words include reciting the third and fifth tenets of the Satanic Temple. One's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone, and beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit one's beliefs. As Breitbart News reported, science, however, shows that a baby's heartbeat begins around 21 days, and they can begin to feel pain in the first trimester, when many abortions take place. Brainwave activity also begins at 6 weeks as their limbs and organs begin to take form. Many conservatives have observed that the left's brazen advocacy and celebration of abortion is reminiscent of the pagans throughout history, who sacrificed their children to the Canaanite deity Moloch. This was sharply addressed in the Old Testament, as the deity was first mentioned in Leviticus. You shall not give any of your children to offer them to Moloch, and so profane the name of your God, I am the Lord, Leviticus 18:21 reads. Leviticus 20 also addresses the pagan deity and child sacrifice, as God strictly warned the people of Israel from whoring after Moloch, lest God cut them off from among his people and they be put to death. All of this is via the Satanic Temple TST Health, described as a collaborative of reproductive rights advocates and abortion care providers contracted and directed by the Satanic Temple to advance its reproductive religious rights campaign. The first facility, mockingly named after Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito's mother, is set to open in New Mexico on February 14. It will offer abortion services only to those in the state, per the law, even sending $90 abortion pills discreetly in the mail. It also said it will offer telehealth visits for those who wish to participate in TSD's satanic abortion ritual in states where abortion has been banned.